Good morning, a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, before we talk politics, let's remind everyone, you're at Tanglewood today with the Roundtable.
This is my favorite time of the year. We go out there. Our partners at Tanglewood are truly wonderful people. They help us in the fund drives. We play most of the concerts with very few exceptions, and they've been wonderful, wonderful friends. Tanglewood is truly the vortex of the Berkshires. In order to understand what goes on here, there would be no contemporary Berkshires, no art scene, if we didn't have Tanglewood. All of the plays, all of the theater groups, everything else are dependent on bringing all kinds of people up to the Berkshires, and Tanglewood does this. And now at their new center, which they are opening up, which is going to be so helpful to expanding what goes on in the Berkshires through the winter time. The Berkshires have been largely a summer place. There is, of course, skiing, but this is going to make a huge cultural difference. And it's a very exciting thing. I know he doesn't like it, but I got to tell you, this guy Mark Volpe, who is the manager, and his able associate Tony Fogg, they are truly inspirational when it comes to knowing how to organize and run an operation of this kind. So my hat's off to them, and I love going to Tanglewood, and I love being there all morning long.
You know, fingers crossed, will classical music survive?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting question. As you know, there are those people, I'm one of them, who are passionate about classical music. It's just great to hear it. But it is clear that to run something like Tanglewood, you need a lot of money. And so there is a sort of compromise, and it's a very nice one, that in the times that there isn't classical music, you can have more popular music, tasteful popular music. And it's really great to see how all of that is being worked out. Classical music, of course, will survive. But on the other hand, it is an art form. It's pretty special, and a lot of people like it. And some people haven't been exposed to it. If we have a Tanglewood, it's much more likely that people will grow up saying, hey, I heard that early, and it really meant something to me.
9 a.m., Tanglewood. Join the Roundtable. They'll be there. Well, it's kind of an art form when you debate, huh, Alan? Last night, and at least we were thinking from Vice President Joe Biden, of course, and Senator Bernie Sanders would square off, but it seems like it was California Senator Kamala Harris's night.
That's right. We've always known she was very strong. I've been saying it for a long time. When I say she'd be a very good vice presidential candidate, people yell back at me, no, she'll be a great presidential candidate. And that could be. However, she really told off Biden in terms of some of the things that she felt he had done that were wrong. For example, his objection to busing. And she said she was the little girl who got bused. And as a result, she is where she is today. There are still many Americans who don't like busing. They don't like kids going out of their own neighborhoods. Nevertheless, she had the strength and the position to take it all on. And she was clearly the success story of the evening, even if you didn't agree with her.
Okay, what about former Vice President Joe Biden?
Well, I think Biden has a group of people who really like the way that he acts. He does not rise to the bait. He smiles. People think that a guy like Biden is exactly what we need after a guy like Trump. And that's why he's leading in the polls. Nevertheless, things can change. We all know that.
So after this clash between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, assuming that perhaps Biden gets the nomination in the end, does that vice presidential nomination, does she even accept it if it goes to her?
Maybe. The fact is that vice presidents are chosen to balance tickets. Kamala Harris could bring a great deal to a ticket if she were the vice presidential nominee as well as the presidential nominee. But when you look at Lyndon Johnson and John Kennedy, they didn't like each other. That was clear. We know that the kind of difficulties that were between the two men meant that Kennedy chose Johnson because Johnson would deliver Texas and he would bring a strength to the ticket. That's what happened, no question. And by the way, John Kennedy, he won by the skin of his teeth. So if the Democrats think that Kamala Harris would be the right person, fine. I don't think Joe Biden was the best friend of Barack Obama in the beginning, but by the time they were done, they were.
Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. Many lists that I'm looking at as, you know, of course, winners and losers. He's on most of the losers list from last night's debate.
Well, his moment seems to have passed. He's a dynamic guy. I was impressed when he talked about the things that he was for and that he had brought to the table. He's a guy who has a tremendous number of Americans behind him. You know, I voted for him the last time in the primary, but now it's a different time and we've moved on. I have a feeling that he can do very well. He still has a lot of loyal people behind him. But I think when you take a look at Elizabeth Warren and some of the others, they're basically beginning to eat his lunch.
How about the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg? The analysis I see here from CNN points out his outspokenness on why Democrats need not cede religion to Republicans as a very powerful argument.
Well, that's right. He brings that to the table. Americans believe in God in large numbers. Not everybody does, but many, many people do. Or as the old saying goes, there are no atheists in foxholes. And to cede that to the Republicans and to say faith in God is something that only Republicans believe in is a big mistake.
Marianne Williamson, she's author and spiritual advisor. Many say she looked like she was out of her league.
Well, I get a lot of notes in my email saying, why don't you do more about Marianne Williamson? She has not proven to be somebody who has turned an awful lot of heads. She is a person of personal strength, and she's pushing. I can only say it's nice to see that in this country, when somebody puts themselves forward, they will be taken seriously.